Hi, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, an internet blog, or television station?
No.
Awesome, thank you. And well, to begin with the survey, first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we'll make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time.
All right, do I need to do what again?
Yes, in this case, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
I'm registered to vote. I'm 71.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm black.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Oh, it's a definite. I am voting.
Thank you. And what is your age?
71.
Thank you. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
All of them are very important. All of them.
Thank you. And what makes you feel the way about the importance of voting this election?
First of all, we don't need Trump back in. Second of all, if you don't vote in any of them, you might miss out and you won't be able to vote because that's what they're going to try to do for your vote. So it's important for all of them to be voted on.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Very strong Democrat.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Yes, I definitely approve of everything he has done.
Thank you.
Ask me if I approve Trump. Ask me if I approve Trump.
Okay, that one we do not have on the survey. Let me go ahead with the next one. It is thinking about the direction the country is headed in. Generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Well, if Trump gets back in, I'm going to be very dissatisfied. Right now, I am a little dissatisfied, but Biden has done a great job.
Okay, so right now, the direction the country is headed, would you say that you're very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Y'all not taking into account a couple of things. Okay, the way the country is heading with who we have now, I am very satisfied. Let me put
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting better.
Thank you. And thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the elections should be most about? You may choose to. Stopping the destructive policy agenda of Project 2025, not going back to the Trump years of division and chaos, growing opportunities for everyone to get ahead and thrive, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back, improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable, stopping the Supreme Court from rolling back our rights and freedoms, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, tackling inflation and improving the economy, bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism.
Anything, since we can only choose two. That's what you said, right? I can only choose two.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
I'm going to put this as broad as possible. Anything that has to do with Trump, that's a no-go. Anything that progresses us, that's a yes. Because you gave a good long list, and most of everything on that list, I would have said probably all of the above, but I could only choose two. So I'm going to just break it down. Anything about Trump Project 2025 and his orange ass, immature, stupid, ignorant ass is out. Anything that progresses is in.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one is Republicans in Congress.
0.
Thank you. J.D. Vance.
-0.
Thank
That's
you.
That's even less. Mm-hmm.
Hakeem Jeffries.
100.
Thank you. Democrats in Congress.
100.
Thank you. Kamala Harris.
101.
Thank you. Project 2025.
0. Minus,
Thank
minus,
you.
Minus. 0.
Cornel West.
I don't know who he is. Oh, the one in Maryland. Is that, no, his name is Westmore. I don't know who he is.
Okay, thank you. And Joe Biden.
100.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
You ain't got enough zeros for that one.
Thank you. And well, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent Cornel West, Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, and Green Party candidate Jill Stein, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Vice President Harris and what she is doing? Yes, a lot.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Some. Only a little. Nothing at all.
A lot.
Thank you. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about Vice President Harris made you more or less favorable towards her?
Very favorable. Everything she's done, she's pulled herself up by her bootstrings. Donald Trump did not even give him money.
Thank you. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards Vice President Harris?
Because she's going to move us forward. And she's going to take care of that long list that you had read me a few minutes ago. She's going to take care of those things.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement is very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president, 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing reason to support her for president. You may use any number from 0 to 100. Kamala Harris, first one is, Kamala Harris understands that the fight for abortion rights is about freedom. It's about our ability to make decisions about our own bodies and not have the government tell us what we can do, what we can and can't do. As president, she will fight to restore women's access to birth control, fertility services, and abortion access in every state. How would you rate this from 0 to 10?
100.
Thank you. We are right now just in the scale from 0 to 10. So, how would you rate this one from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. African Americans are disproportionately affected by the effects of climate change. While Republicans continue to deny the existence of climate change, Kamala Harris has been at the forefront of fighting for environmental justice. She created one of the nation's first environmental justice units to find polluters who were unfairly dumping waste in communities of color. She was an early co-sponsor of the Green New Deal, which sought to transition America to clean energy and create more clean energy jobs in America. Harris understands that we have a responsibility to both protect our communities and help leave the planet better for the next generation. How would you rate that, this statement from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. The next one is, in the election, we're facing the question, what kind of country do we want to live in? Donald Trump winning would mean a country ruled by chaos, fear, and hate. He has spent his entire first presidency dividing us and breaking the law to pursue his own selfish interests. Kamala Harris winning would mean turning back the politics of hate and division for freedom and the chance for unity. We need a sane and unifying president like Harris, who has dedicated her life to fighting for our rights and will work to bring this country together. How would you rate this from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Both Kamala Harris' parents were active in the civil rights movement, and they instilled in her a commitment to fight for the rights of all people. A prosecutor, Harris fought to change the criminal justice system to help the most vulnerable. As district attorney, Harris fought to end human trafficking and sex trafficking and deprioritized marijuana arrests. Her policy was to reduce or even refuse to bring charges against people accused in nonviolent marijuana cases, and under Harris, the number of people sent to prison for weed dropped. How would you rate this from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Now let me ask you, if election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent Cornel West, Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, and Green Party candidate Jill Stein, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. Let me ask you again. Now that we have talked a little more about the elections, would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
Oh, they're all the same to me. Everything is important to elect, to vote.
Okay, so would you say that is much more important or somewhat more important?
To vote in either one or just one at a time? What do you mean? What do you mean?
In my view,
voting period, okay, in all of them are extremely
Correct.
Important.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Often.
Thank you. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Instagram, Twitter, X, Facebook, YouTube, or TikTok?
Facebook.
Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. We're just about to finish. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a bachelor's degree. How many years is it?
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Happily divorced.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No children.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I never knew what the white folks put on those titles, but according to them, if I'm a Democrat, I'm a liberal, so whatever that is.
Okay, so would you consider consider yourself as very or somewhat liberal?
I don't know, because I really don't understand what their definition of liberal and very liberal is. I really don't know. So I guess I'm just liberal.
Okay, thank you. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
How often do I do what?
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Three times a week.
Thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
Well, I guess it's half. Well, it's about a quarter of the blacks, quarter of the whites, Hispanics, and something else.
Okay, thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Advanced.
Thank you. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside the United States?
No. I don't know.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I'm sure that they were because I'm African American, so somebody had to have been born in Africa.
Okay, thank you. And were one or more of your parents born outside the United States?
No.
Thank you.
None.
Were you born outside the United States?
I was born in the United States.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank
you.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Ma'am, I really do appreciate your available time and available opinion.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
Okay.
I hope you get a nice amount to show everybody we don't want Trump. So thank you.
Thanks to you, and have a wonderful day. Bye.